still haven't got a job.
The nurse is facing jail after being convicted of force-feeding her baby daughter until she died. 31-year-old Gloria Duoma from East London was found guilty of causing or allowing the death of 10-month-old Diamond. The baby died in March last year. A post-mortem found she died from pneumonia caused by food, including meat and cereals, in her lungs. The jury in the Joanna Yates murder trial have been taken to the scene of her death. Vincent Tabak, who's admitted manslaughter but denies murdering the landscape architect in Bristol last year, was excused from going to her flat. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the jurors spent about 20 minutes in the four rooms.
There were things there that reflected the time of year. There were Christmas decorations, some tinsel wrapped around a standard lamp, more tinsel strewn across the top of a window. There was an unopened box of Christmas crackers.
David Cameron's reiterated his support for the Defence Secretary. Liam Fox insists he won't resign over accusations he allowed professional lines to be blurred with his friend Adam Warity. BlackBerry is still trying to restore email and messaging services to millions of its smartphone users. The company says it's found the fault and is working to restore it. And Sir Bruce Forsyth says it's absolutely wonderful to get a knighthood from the Queen. The veteran performer received the honour at Buckingham Palace after years of campaigning by fans. That's the latest. I'm Kelly Withers.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock today. Yes, that's right. You've got my voice for the next 4 hours. Although you will be pleased to know that you haven't just got my voice. I've got some guests in today. I have the comedy duo, the Electric Head, Cy and Al are going to be coming in to talk about their comedy double act. Also coming up on my show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about Chinese takeaway foods, pros and cons. I'll need to find some more pros. And I'll also be giving some advice for postnatal mothers, or perhaps you've recently had a baby and you want to get your figure back. You want to start exercising, but you're not really quite sure where to start or what's safe to do. Lots of good reasons to stay tuned for me today. I'll be bringing you travel updates and an events listing as well. In fact, I think I can see one of my double act standing outside and he's having a cigarette tut-tut. You wouldn't believe what I just saw in Brentwood. There were two guys and I know that they're friends because I've seen them training together in the gym before, and they were basically about to have a fight with each other. It's quite exciting. But very, very heated. But they'll probably be fine and they'll probably go for a drink. They did end up going to the gym. They were on their way to the gym. And they'll probably end up going for a drink afterwards and making up, because guys are a bit like that. But women, we tend to take a little bit longer. We don't just sort of... we're not always that straight with each other, actually. I have to say, I have great respect for one of my friends. And hello, if you're listening and you'll know who you are. We were talking about it today. We have very strong communication. I think it's good. If you feel that someone... If one of your friends said something to you and it upset you a little bit, why not just let them know that you found that a little bit offensive? You know, you don't need to have an argument over it. And then you kind of know where each other stands. It's a bit like a marriage, a friendship. You have to work at it. Okay, anyway, that's enough of me babbling on. To kick us off this hour, here is Calvin Harris. Yes, that was Calvin Harris's Acceptable in the 80s. And yes, it was acceptable in the 80s because I was born in the 80s. So it must have been most acceptable for an individual like me to be born. Now, don't forget that coming up shortly, as I mentioned, are the Electric Head duo comedy. They're going to be coming in to speak more about what it is they do. They are here already, which is good. I like to see people nice and prompt. But in the meantime, let's just see what's happening on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
And there's slow traffic on the B1007 New London Road in Chelmsford between Miami Roundabout and the Elm Road Junction because of temporary traffic lights and roadworks. And don't forget, there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 between Junction 29, that's the A127 turn-off, and Junction 30, that's the A13 turn-off, because of major road widening work. So expect delays there. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the main road junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And what I was about to say is Wigglybush Lane in South Weald is closed at the A12 Bridge Junction because of roadworks during off-peak periods. Diversion is in operation via London Road, High Street, Weald Road, Wigglybush Lane and vice versa.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
Mummy, why does Nana sometimes forget things?
Nana has something called dementia, sweetie. It means that sometimes she forgets people's names or what she's doing. It can be a bit confusing, can't it?
Yes. But why does she have to move home?
She's moving to Anisha Grange to be with people who can look after her properly. The carers there will spend time really getting to know Nana and find out what she likes doing best.
She likes gardening. Will she be able to do that?
You bet. They have a fantastic garden. I think Nana will feel much happier there.
Good. I like it when Nana's happy.
Anisha Grange, the new care home in Billericay, opens this autumn. To view, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This was sent to me.
Hello, you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM with Gabby. I'm with you until 6 o'clock on Drive, so stay tuned. Don't forget that shortly coming up will be the Electric Head. They're coming in to talk about their comedy duo and all of the different things that they've got up to over the course of their time together so far. For now, though, let's just see what's happening in and around Brentwood and Billericay.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, if you're looking for something to do this evening, why... Oh, no, sorry, that's about to happen right now. Probably best not to tell you that one. On Friday, OK, if you're looking for something to do on Friday at 8 o'clock, the Exchange Music Club presents a surprise jazz concert at the Exchange House, corner of Blackmore Road and Meadow Rise in Blackmore. Tickets cost £7. Please book in advance. And for more details, call David Price on 01277 824616. And on Sunday the 16th of October at 3 p.m, students from the Creative Blast Academy present their annual concert at the Brentwood Theatre, featuring a range of group and solo performances across a range of styles from musical theatre, pop and rock. Special guest performance from Thurrock Golden Voices. Tickets cost £11 and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And if you are arranging or have anything to do with an event and we're not mentioning it on Phoenix, why don't you let us know? You can email it to us, radio@phoenixfm.com. We will put it onto our website, which can be found at all the www.phoenixfm.com. And we'll also be mentioning it on our shows as well. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do. You can tweet me. I am Mindful to Move. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Or why don't you just get in touch with me here in the studio? The text number is 0777 9298 298. I have got the Electric Head joining me shortly, but just before then, let's have some Atomic Kitten.
I believe it's meant to be, darling.
I don't know if I can talk with this on. You're listening to Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM. I am wearing a moustache. If you want to have a laugh, you see, I'm getting hairs in my mouth. If you want to have a laugh, why don't you look at me in the chat room, which is on the Phoenix FM website, because my kind comedy duo, Sai and Al, have brought me in a moustache to wear for the interview. I don't think they're going to make me wear it for the whole thing, because I think I'll probably... I would have eaten half of the hairs by the time it's finished. So, hello, Al, and hello, Sai.
Hello.
How are you?
It's nice to meet you. We're good, yeah. Not too bad.
Very good.
It's in our contract that we are always interviewed by Salvador Dali, so...
So, we have to be. It's we've got a manager here.
So, that's why I had to wear this moustache?
It makes Sai feel more comfortable if he always thinks he's talking to Salvador Dali.
I feel at home. I feel more relaxed.
Oh, okay. Okay. And why is it Salvador Dali in particular?
He's just a good interviewer.
Yeah,
I think.
We find that he's he tends to talk about subject matter that we understand, I think.
Oh, okay.
So.
Do you think I should wear this moustache for every guest I interview then?
I think maybe, or a beard. Perhaps a beard.
A beard instead.
Yeah, a beard at times.
Well, this has started off well.
Yeah. It's all gone well so far.
it's not taken any surreal turns so far, which is
fine.
Yeah, keeping it real. You are called the Electric Head.
We are called the Electric Head, this is true.
And you are a comedy duo, and I do understand that you've been... is it 6 years you've been together?
Oh. It is. We were trying to work it out. We think maybe it's 5 years ago that we met at Worley Hospital.
Yeah,
we were shooting a movie up there.
Oh, around 5 to 6 years.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah. So
yeah, I was
we met at Worley Hospital. You do have
oh,
to elaborate.
Sorry, and you've worked together. You've worked together on 6 feature films. That's where I was.
That's right, indeed.
The 6 bit from. Oh, I see. And these feature films were.
Well, we met Pat Higgins' Killer Killer.
Yeah.
Shot at Worley. Is it a hospital?
It's not a hospital anymore. At the time, they were converting it into luxury apartments.
Oh, yes, they
but
are
it
now
was, yeah,
very,
it was sort of deserted, deserted wards up there. Yeah, it is pretty
so
much.
If you're listening to this in what was once Worley Hospital.
We were there when it wasn't posh.
When it wasn't very nice and quite frightening. And
I have been there when it was quite frightening. I can remember my uncle, who you know, Sai.
I do know.
I can remember him taking me for walks around it and him pointing to certain areas and saying that was where they used to perform open brain surgery.
That's right. That's exactly what we were doing there.
No, you were acting. If you refer to acting as open brain surgery, then yes, possibly.
I think they may have performed open brain surgery on you, Sai.
It is quite possible that they did, and I probably didn't notice.
You're missing one
so
essential
much
element of that operation, I'm sure. And it's the brain.
Do you mind? Goodness me.
So, basically, there's nothing basic about it at all. You've worked together on 6 feature films, and you've also worked with the producer of The Mighty Boosh. Tell me about The Mighty Boosh.
We worked on a pilot with Ali McPhail from Baby Cow, which is called
The Cracks
Are Showing, which you can watch on YouTube.
Okay.
There's another. We're good at plugging on this. But Al really, really suffered on that shoot, which we actually shot in Brentwood, funny enough.
What do you mean you really suffered?
Well, there was a lot of... well, where to begin? I was naked up a mountain at one point with a 10-foot aerial on my head.
Yeah.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Is that allowed?
You're making that up. That's not true.
No,
you were naked in the back garden.
I was naked in the back garden.
He had to bury himself in the snow.
I wasn't naked on the mountain.
You're joking.
No, I was in Sai's.
Can you do
back
this in the name of comedy?
Indeed.
I think that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It might be a...
It was quite frightening. It wasn't so funny for the neighbours. It was quite frightening for them, I believe, at
the
time.
We had to shoot a scene where the idea is I climb out of my grave naked and make a speech, and the old lady at the other side of the fence, I can't remember her name now, but you know, she would just watch me give this speech.
Was
naked,
she meant to be a part of the speech?
Yeah, she was.
She agreed to it.
But we had
wholeheartedly. She was nothing.
So,
she wanted more than to,
I was a
to
bit
watch
nervous.
Her.
This was
are you
my
being
first.
Serious? So is she in the film as well?
She is. Yeah. She pops up that's behind the fence.
This
yeah,
was
yeah,
my
so.
First, you know, full on nude scene. So I was a bit nervous. About
I thought you did it. I thought you performed very well.
What's the name of this?
This lady was just. Could you hurry up? I need to get to the garden centre before it finishes.
Yeah, she wasn't obviously not overly impressed.
No,
It made me feel quite inadequate, actually.
So you're getting real people of Brentwood involved in your shop.
Indeed. In fact, two ladies closed their shop. I won't mention the name of the shop just in case they get in trouble. But they we actually need some extras for a scene we're shooting at the train station, Brentwood train station.
Oh, okay.
And they actually closed the shop to come down and appear in the scene. It was a Titanic scene. And one of them agreed to play the violin and the other one just sat weeping.
Where on
earth
a bench. Did you find a ship?
The platform becomes the Titanic. It's that Monday morning sinking feeling.
So it kind of
the Titanic. The platform goes like that. The ship and sinks into.
We didn't actually move the platform. We just moved the camera. We moved the entire platform.
No, well, yeah, I can understand that you can't move a train platform.
You can actually. You can.
Now you've worked with the producer of the Mighty Boosh and amongst others Russell Brand and Johnny Depp.
That's right. It's complete rubbish, isn't it?
No,
it's actually true. Yeah, I did tour with Russell. We had quite a few adventures with your uncle.
I know that one to be true. But Johnny Depp,
did a stint on Pirates of the Caribbean last year, so I got to meet Johnny. We call him Johnny. I sometimes call him Big J.
Or John John.
You've seriously met Johnny Depp. You've met him.
You're looking for dirt now. I'd like to say he's a horrible man.
No, I'm not that sort of person at all. No, I can completely believe. But he actually spoke to you.
He spoke to quite a lot of us. He was all Jack Sparrowing. And,
or,
you know,
really?
Well,
was he all dressed up as a pirate? What were you doing? So, are you in the film?
I was a pirate.
Are you in the film?
Yes, as
a pirate.
I'm a pirate.
He'd like to believe that he's actually a pirate, but he was only acting.
But you actually were a pirate. How on earth did your agent get you this job?
Yeah, it came through the agency, so I got to be a pirate for two weeks.
What on earth did your agent think? Like, oh yeah, I definitely think that Al Ronald is he looks like a pirate.
Yeah,
I
mean, so they must have done. Well, you know, they must.
He's got a pirate look, I think. And you can do the voice. He's got a pirate voice.
You can do the
Sugary bar.
That's the pirate.
That's because you've got an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Glasgow.
Right, okay. It is a Glaswegian accent.
Yeah,
and when you first came out of Glasgow, could no one understand you?
Well, you see, when I first came out, I'm not sure.
It sounds like when he first came out as Glaswegian, people. He's like, all right, yeah, I can eat. And everyone was like, what the hell is he going on about?
Yeah, that's right.
I was there.
With all due respect to any Glaswegians, but a lot of people, I often sort of think myself, I must be very clever because I can understand them.
Well,
I make a point of it.
A lot of my family I still can't understand.
Really?
Check them my grind. Okay, I'm on the radio. Is this on the radio just now?
Yeah. Is this you on the radio? I think the key is not.
Perhaps we should try and do that. I mean, Al's not keen on my Scottish accent, but I think it's pretty good.
Oh, your Scottish accent's diabolical.
It's
me being Scottish, doing Scottish, which is kind of confusing.
Yeah, that is. I'm not going to attempt mine, actually.
Might end up coming out with a word that you shouldn't say.
Yes, this is true. We'd better be careful. We've been, because you did give me a list here that we've got to be talking about politics. We've got to be offensive, and we need to talk about our religious views and racism. Well, apparently, this is the list I got from Gabby.
The list, in
sort of Scottish accents. So what are your views, Al? What are your views on racism? And what are your religious views? No.
If you want to go to a song, now's the time, because I can't control what I'm saying.
Can we talk about politics?
The thing is that you clearly just want to finish my radio career whilst I'm wearing a mustache.
Indeed.
I mean,
I'm very fetching it is too.
Thank you so much, handsome young man. Thank you so much. Now we're going to play a song while you two, you know, just compose yourselves and calm down.
And then you are overexcited.
Right. And that's good because you need to be very excited if you're going to be a comedian. Staying happy all the time. I do it every time I come onto the radio. You put your radio face on. But it does make you feel better.
We've actually got radio faces. Really? This is my radio face.
Your face keeps changing, though. That looks like you're just about to cry.
Like a doctor.
Now, we will be talking to Al and Si after the break, so stay tuned. Yes, that was Sarah Barbarelli's, I think I said, Gonna Get Over You. And joining me in the studio now, still here, are the Electric Head. I have a feeling they might be here for some time. No, I'm only joking, guys. They have actually, let's just talk about the little things that you've brought along
with you. We've brought in an inflatable elephant head.
They've brought in an inflatable elephant head. Let's talk about this.
This is our manager.
Your manager.
His name is Zosimos.
Zosimos, the manager. Fraser is here, and could you describe, he's made of clay?
No, he's made of flesh. He's real, of course. We don't have a clay manager. That's ridiculous.
Suggesting this is not a real.
No, manager. I did make him out of clay many years ago, and he's appeared on stage with us. Does he appear in our pilot? No, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't appear in that. But
why not?
He's done it well.
And he's sitting in a jar.
He's a man in a jar. He lights up as well. He's got a little light on the bottom.
I wouldn't open the jar. I reckon it would stink in there.
How dare you? I wash him daily. I scrub him down with a miniature brush.
I reckon it would really smell bad.
It might pong it. Shall we try?
No, don't, please.
Come on,
don't.
Let's try.
No. Oh, I don't believe it.
I didn't even know that could
happen. Yeah, you could get high on that.
Oh, goodness.
Please.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Shut the jar.
Yes, the man in the jar is done.
So what are you currently working on? What are your current projects? Do tell.
Absolutely nothing.
As far as, because we both work in films as well as comedy, so at the moment I'm finishing a feature film called Chinese Burns, which was produced by Julian Lamoral Roberts.
That's right, yep.
And Cy appears in that as a rather nasty taxi driver.
It is a horrible character that I play, actually. We won't go into too much detail. But I had to do some dubbing for Al the other day.
I can see, like, as your face is, you know, slowly and very nicely aging.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
I can see you more and more as being able to play. No, you're reminding me. I tell you what makes me say that. You're reminding me of, is that film? That film that everyone
Johnny
loves?
I think Johnny Depp.
Is it Leon?
Leon. Somebody once said I look like him. I have had a lot of people compare me to Dr. House.
Leon.
Although he's about 10 years old.
So I can see you, I can see you as playing the sort of criminal, you know, gangstery roles.
Oh, definitely,
now.
Yeah. I think, and I've got the kind
but
of.
There's nothing,
I've got the attitude for
there's
it.
There's nothing
well,
funny
the,
about that. So you're going to have to try and.
Well, this is it. Size
maintain.
Range goes from high comedy to very, very dark.
Oh, have you got a really. Can you do really, really dark and serious?
Yeah, do Jack Nicholson. Yeah. He does a good Jack Nicholson.
Well, is it going to scare me, though?
Oh, is it?
You don't need to do the face, it's radio.
And he's on
the
webcam.
No, it could be on the webcam. I'm not going to hurt you.
I don't know her name, but in the chat room, she's called Rhapsody. I don't know. Is that your real name?
Hello, Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
Is she in blue on the...
She's wearing green. She's wearing green, and she has blonde hair. She's waving. Oh, hello!
Hello!
So yeah, back to the plugging.
Yes, what else have we got to plug?
So that's what you're working on. And
so yes, Chinese Burns should be out in the next few months.
Well, we finished filming last year, so it's taken a little while in post-production, but we did some dubbing a little while ago.
Average time for post-production on a feature film, I'll have you know.
Dubbing was bizarre, because I just, Al said to me, just stand there, and we just want a track of you breathing. So I was just stood there for about half an hour just going...
It was a busy Sunday that day. Yeah.
Oh no, how long did you have to breathe for?
You breathe all the time.
I do, yeah. I can't help it. I try not to, but...
You're always breathing.
I'm always breathing away. Silly old me. I have to give it up. I can't stop it.
I'm just really...
I mean, I'm breathing now. I'm even breathing now.
In terms of this electric hair, just to cover over that strange thing, how long did you have to breathe for is good.
And I also had to grunt.
Where can people find you if they're searching for you?
Usually at home.
A cave of some kinds.
Down a pub.
don't have a website, but you are on Facebook.
Add the electric head on Facebook.
I'm friends with you on the... So is that a page?
You are. You're friends with us. We have a page, but we're also under the name of Rusty Wobbegong.
Oh, am I friends with Rusty Wobbegong?
You are friends with Rusty Wobbegong.
And do I just you didn't presume even realize. It was you?
You just presumed it was a real person, I think, and you just thought, well, that's a nice name, I'll hook up with this guy.
Yeah. Just to get serious.
But would people find you... rein him in now.
Settle down.
For if people need to find you on Facebook, if they just search The Electric Head, would you come up?
I assume so, yeah.
Your current picture is? Because that always helps.
It's us,
it's a picture of us too.
Yeah. If you add us on there...
Everyone should know who
Alternatively, if you go to...
Al's got long hair.
If you go to iTunes... We have a four series of podcasts.
Yeah, four series, 16 episodes of podcasts. We even got reviewed in America.
Brilliant. On there,
but, that went well.
That went really well, yeah. They were like, hey, these guys, they're kind of weird.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They have poems?
They have poems?
They don't think it was very funny. Yeah, I don't they think did. They quite understood.
No, American anything they comedy is slightly different, isn't
the,
it?
The comment that kept coming back during the review is, I didn't find this very funny, oh, but I think that's probably down to British humour.
Basically.
They're big fans of Monty
how polite,
Python.
Monty Python. How polite. The lady in the chat room, her name is Susie.
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Susie. Hello. There you go. And if you want to find Susie, you can log on to the website and you'll meet Susie. Why don't
Susie,
you guys?
If you go to iTunes and type in The Electric Edge, you can download our podcast.
Yes, you
okay.
can. Yeah.
Brilliant. Then, yeah. Now, all of this information I will be uploading onto my blog at the weekend.
Brilliant.
Because really I do a weekly blog, because we've covered lots and lots of things. And I believe we can also find you on YouTube. And
yes,
again,
you can, yeah. The cracks,
still...
if you put in... our biggest hit on there is we did a spoof of...
how many hits have you had viewing this?
Over 31,000.
Oh, on brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's really popular. 000. That's on our spoof of Long Way Down. It's called Wrong Way Round, if you type that in. But The Cracks Are Showing, which is our pilot that we did with Ali McPhail, is on there as well. And if there's any Brentwood people listening, there's lots of shots of places in Brentwood you'll recognise on there.
Al, do you live in Brentwood as well? Cause I know
no,
Cy
I live
does.
In Watford.
You live in Romford?
A little bit of a trek to Brentwood.
No, Watford.
Oh, Watford.
Yeah.
I was going to say Romford's not there, Romford. Brentwood. Don't you?
I do indeed.
But
yeah.
It's very nice to be in Brentwood.
Yeah, because I mean, we recorded all our podcasts in...
I assumed it was Brentwood,
do you ever
California,
use the Brentwood Theatre? Do you ever... do anything?
No, but we may be next year. Yeah, I've been speaking to Mark at the Brentwood Theatre online, so we're trying to work something out for possibly later on next year.
Yeah, it'd be lovely if you did something local.
Yeah.
We did a little bit of filming in there, did we not?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, they let us film something in there.
Oh, brilliant.
So that was really nice of them, yeah. And brilliant. We've done some filming at the Hermit as well.
Oh, and at the Hermit.
Which was really good. So.
That's lovely. Good. Well, if you do happen to recognise Cy or Al out and about, you're more likely to see Cy. He's always marching around. Go up to him and ask him for all of his money. Yes.
Okay. Right, yes, no, don't.
Thank
do
you so
that
much for coming in, guys. And I hope you come in at a later date to tell me, give me some updates. And
where are we going now?
Going.
We've got so much more to say.
I know. Well, this is what I'm saying. You're going to have to come in again.
Yes, we'd love to. We'd like to.
Okay. Is that okay. All right?
Yeah.
That would be brilliant. Great. We look forward to it here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Black, take a little time to hold yourself, take a little time to feel around before it's gone. You won't let go, but you still keep on falling down. Remember how you say.
XFM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There is slow traffic on the B100 New London Road in Chelmsford between the Miami Roundabout and the Elm Road Junction because of temporary traffic lights and roadworks. Don't forget that there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. And Wheatley Bush Lane in South Weald is closed at the A12 Bridge Junction because of roadworks during off-peak periods. But diversions will be signposted. There are minor delays on the London Overground between Wilesdon Junction and Stratford due to road vehicle hitting a bridge earlier at Hometon. Tickets are being accepted on local bus routes and London Underground services.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Radio advertising really does work, and here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business, and here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Monday the 17th of October at 8 p.m, The Lazy Gardener is a talk by Hilary Newman and it's presented by the Billericay Horticultural Society. This will be held in the Day Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay. All are welcome. On Thursday the 20th of October at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m, there's an outdoor drive-in antiques and collectors flea market at the Brentwood Centre Showground in the Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood, and admission is free.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 o'clock and a massive thank you to my comedy duo coming in to speak about what they do. They have the double act, The Electric Head. They're also involved in many other projects, including films. They have got a couple of claims to fame as well. So there you go. I really appreciate them coming in and they have agreed to come in again at a later date, which will be fantastic.
Hey! magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I always share.
Hello, you are listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. You can email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. You can also tweet me. My name is Mindful2Move. And you can find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. Or you can just place a comment on my page. It is Mind Health Movement. So there you go. I had the electric head in and they were absolutely brilliant. Good company. So I'm really pleased that they came in to see me today. Still to come up on Drive, I've got travel updates. I've got local events. I'm going to be speaking a little bit about Chinese food and some advice for pregnant women.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3. The Labour leader Ed Miliband's accused the Prime Minister of doing nothing to save the jobs of hundreds of thousands of people. David Cameron says he's disappointed at the latest unemployment figures, which show more than 2.5 million people are jobless. Dave Cleary is from Gateshead College.
I think the stats are very disappointing. We have to do something about this, and we have to do something.